Frank Morrison is the acclaimed illustrator of many kids' books, including the award-winning Our Children Can Soar and Respect, Aretha Franklin, The Queen of Soul. But earlier this year, he debuted a book that he also wrote. And no surprise, it's, of course, beautifully illustrated. Frank Morrison's book is called Kick Push. It came out in April, and that was when he joined me to talk about it. So let's talk about the title first. What is Kick Push?
Kick Push is basically, it's skateboarding. I have three skateboarders in my home, both of my sons. Actually, all my children skateboard, all five of them. And so these are just the little terms I pick up from them.
Did you skateboard when you were a kid?
Yes, I skateboard, yeah. Nothing like what they're doing now. We would hitch it to the back of a bike and you know, someone would go really fast, or we'd sit on it, you know, and go down a hill. That was my, until I think 2007 is when I actually got on a skateboard again to show my children how to skate.
And how old were you at that point?
I don't know. I suffered a concussion and I don't know what happened. I'm joking.
Scare me. Did you impress your kids with your skateboarding skills?
You know, every dad gets on the skateboard and he's, you know, he shows his kid what to do. One year, this is the crazy story. My son, Nareen, he wasn't really good at sports. He wasn't good at football or basketball. This is the typical things that neighborhood kids would do. So one Christmas, I decided this year I'm going to surprise them with something. A skateboard. And Christmas Day came, kids ran downstairs. They realized that the skateboards was on the side. They didn't even bother opening them. I was like, okay, that's all right. I wasn't going to throw them away. I'm keeping these skateboards. One day they were bored, and I decided I was going to take them to the top of the biggest hill and break out those skateboards that they've been neglecting for the years. Now, I got on the board, started going down that hill, right? And then I started noticing things were a little awkward. The first thing was I didn't have shoes on. I had sandals on.
Oh gosh.
And I started going a little faster. You realize this is, you want to get some speed up, you know?
Yeah.
Then I realized there was no more grass. It was just red clay. I live in Georgia. Then I look down the hill and it's bricks and boulders because it's a new subdivision.
Oh, no.
So I have to make this decision now. Do you jump off or roll? So...
Yes.
I did both. I jumped and rolled for some reason. And by the time I hit the bottom of the hill, all four of my kids at that point came down running, laughing, thought it was the most hysterical thing. And when I woke up again, I was back in the house. But they picked up skateboards and they started skating from that day on. And they became like professional skateboarders. I guess, you know, they had to prove that they could do it better than that.
So at what point did you decide, after all these years and winning so many awards as an illustrator, when did you decide you wanted to write?
I had that story. I had that story in my head. And I was like, you know, I was so impressed with the diversity of children that would come to the house. And I really liked the fact that Nyree now, he couldn't play the typical games, but it was like he was born on a skateboard. And so I was like, wow, there's a lot of children out here that may not fit in with the typical, and maybe they can see themselves doing something different and being happy with it, like a kick push. He didn't want to keep skating because no one liked what he was doing, but he enjoyed it. But soon as he went back to himself, he realized that he was a leader and everybody followed him, and he found friends at the end. And that's similar to what Nyree did.
So that you've just basically given the story of the book. I want to give a few more details for those who are listening. The kid at the center of the story is Ivan, whose nickname is Epic because he has epic skills on the skateboard. But he moves to a new neighborhood, and they're not really that into skateboarding. So he tries all kinds of other sports. He tries baseball and basketball, and he's not good at them. What are you trying to tell kids here?
You don't have to fit in with the popular kids. I drew when I was growing up, and I was actually good at sports. I could play football really well, but basketball, they used to dunk on me like it was almost like I was practice. They put a practice jersey on me, and they throw me in the middle of the court, and everybody just jump over me.
Oh, my gosh.
I was horrible. But it's like I was an artist, and I never, you know, you can't draw outside. So you have to be happy with what you are in life, even though it may not match what's popular right now. And so be content in who you are.
I also took away from it, and this is a book for quite young readers, I also mm-hmm. took away from it that you should find your people.
Yes.
And I wonder what made that message important to you, especially as the father of a bunch of a mess of kids, as my grandmother would have said. why is it so important to tell kids to find their group?
Because it's easy to try to fit in what is the norm. So there's a cool kid that wears the cool glasses that all the cool people hang around with. I was in school, and I was a dancer. I danced for Sybil. I went on tour, and it could have been easy for me to hang out with a lot of kids that were cool because the kids that were cool did cool things. But before I was a dancer and went on tour with Sybil and was in movies and all that stuff and went to Europe and all that stuff, those kids didn't want to have anything to do with me because we had nothing in common. So just because now I'm dancing or I'm doing something that's popular doesn't mean that I want to be that guy that can hang out on a corner or do whatever these guys, the cool kids did. I still hung out with the kids that were artists and I kept the same friends the whole time. So I didn't have to live in a delusionary world of what you do is much better or so grand that you're thinking that you're that much better than your surroundings. And so you can lose yourself in that. So the kids I hung out with were the kids that were similar to me, that we had things in common.
One of your sons is a professional skateboarder. Most of them do skateboard. What did they think of the book?
Well, my kids don't care. Really? We're parents. Do you have children? You think your kids care?
I have kids. I am not cool.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm not cool at all. I go home. I got to do dishes. Yeah. Like, really? I'm Frank Morrison. They don't care. They don't care. My kids don't care. What, really? I don't even know if they, I gave them, I signed them, signed the books to them. But I think they're proud to know that I acknowledge them. I was a skate dad. I took the kids skating and all that. We're skate parents. So you just ride them around all the time. And, they appreciate the time that you spend with them.
I wonder, what was the difference for you, having spent so many years illustrating other people's text? Mm-hmm. What kind of experience was it for you to be the one that's fully in control, not you responding to someone else's writing, but you doing the writing and the illustrations?
I don't know. I really couldn't, because the story was so, I lived that story in a sense. I just animated it. So is this me telling the story and me wanting really just to make a point to kids that they don't have to try to fit in? That was really my whole mood. So I really didn't feel a difference in the two because I'm that guy that doesn't, I was a kid that my dad said one day, we just looked up and you were on top of a barn. I don't know how I got up there. I was just a little kid and I don't know kind of parents, my parents were to let me wander off at 5 years old and be on top of a barn one day.
Oh, sure. You're going to throw him under a bus now. Yeah.
Well, I'm getting payback. Now my grandson climbs a ladder. I'm up there, are you kidding? He's not even 2 years old. He's climbing on the top of the house. I said, wow, it all comes back to you. Darn these kids. But what happens is when I started writing, it was so true to what I lived. It would seem effortless. Now I am writing other books and I do feel the strain because, you get that first one and now I'm straining with it because it's a lot more. It's a lot different mood you have to be in and how you even capture your thoughts when you're writing. So it's a little different now for the new books.
You are so renowned, deservedly renowned, for the way that you draw and illustrate children. What's the secret to drawing kids?
You have to like them. My kids, the good times, what you remember, and I try to capture them. They're so cute, but I try to make sure the children, they see so much things in the world that could be traumatizing. When I do draw children, I want them to see themselves and reflected in fun things and entertaining things.
Frank Morrison's book for kids is Kick Push. Frank Morrison, thank you so much.
Thank you.